item is a change of zone number six. I'm sorry?
Did you want to say anything about the?
Not yet. Oh, I was thinking it would be wanted before the public hearings.
The two impact study.
No, we got to introduce them.
Got to introduce them. I was just getting ready to do that.
I'm sorry. I'm ahead of you.
That's okay. As I was saying, our next item of business is a change of zone number 1630, LT Associates LLC. This is for the purpose of distribution of the impact study only. So, Mr. Lank, if you would distribute away, I would appreciate it.
Gentlemen, I've just prepared a memo today for the purpose of this distribution. Be reminded that on January 10, the commission held a public hearing on above those applications, 1630 change of zone and 1772 conditional use for LT Associates LLC, and that the record would to be left open to receive DLDOT's comments on the applicant's traffic impact study, and to receive comments from DLDOT about proposed regional traffic improvements to serve the Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road area, and that the record was then to be left open for 20 days on only the DLDOT information. And you also stated that this DLDOT information is not submitted within 30 days. The applicant and or DLDOT shall report the status of the information to the commission at the next public meeting. Finally, any party shall have until the close of business on January 18, 2008 to submit comments relating to the county's plus comments that were inadvertently omitted from the state's April 23, 2007 plus letter. And there was a motion and a second was carried unanimously to defer action for the reasons stated. I provide to you a copy of the traffic impact study for your review. The purpose of this memorandum is submitted to you this evening to show on the record that the commission has officially received the traffic impact study, and thereby we will leave the record open for 20 days so that anyone can submit written comments only on the DLDOT information. Yeah.
Mr. Lang, that's 20 days from today.
It would start. It'll be 20 days, and I didn't look at the calendar to see what that would come out to, but.
But it's 20 days from
given
today.
Given to you today, so it would actually start to count tomorrow because
okay.
It's
okay.
A business
just
day.
To make sure that everybody knows.
It's not business days, it's days, period.
Calendar days.
Calendar days.
Calendar days, 20 calendar days. So.
And that memo is on both change of zone 1630 and conditional use 1772.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Robertson, this does not require a motion of any kind?
No, it's just on there for notice purposes only. There's
okay.
No action that needs to be taken.
All right. Our next item of business is conditional use number 1772, LT Associates LLC, again for the purpose of distribution of impact study only.
Correct.
And, okay.
And I think Mr.
And there's nothing
comments.
To add. Just incorporating.
Comments are the same.
Incorporating your comments from the previous item. All right, sir. We thank you.
And again, no motion is necessary. It's for right. Distribution only.
Right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We appreciate you coming out this evening, especially in view of the inclement weather. And because of the inclement weather, I want to let you know right now that we have four public hearings tonight, and we're going to defer action on all four of these tonight. We're going to have your hearing, and then those of you who are familiar with the way we work, we refer back to them. That's so you don't have to hang around all night to see what if we do anything with your application, because you already know what we're going to do. So that having been said, our esteemed counsel has a few more well-chosen words of wisdom regarding the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
And just to follow up on that, I think what Mr. Wheatley said, that there's no confusion. There will be the public hearings, as I understand from his statement, on each of these four items. The way the commission does it, as Mr. Wheatley explained, is we have the hearings for the first one, we have the hearing on the second, we have the hearing on the third, we have the hearing on the fourth, where everybody gets a chance to participate and present testimony that you would ordinarily. At the end of the meeting, we refer back to item one, then item two, item three, and item four, where there's a motion to either approve it, to deny it, or defer it to take additional information. And I think what Mr. Wheatley's saying is that because of the weather, you can anticipate that all four of them would be deferred, which means that, and there still would have to be a motion to that effect. We're not prejudging it, I guess, but that there would actually be the decision posted on an agenda at a later meeting, which would be, I guess, one of the February meetings.
The point is that once the public hearing that you have an interest in is over, you're certainly welcome to stay, but because of the weather, certainly if you wish to leave, you can rest assured that it's there really won't be any action taken tonight. And frankly, that's fairly typical anyway. For those of you who come here often, know that deferrals do happen rather frequently, but just because I know that it's getting colder, the roads are going to get slick, and there's no need for us to make you hang around here for 2 hours only to hear us defer action. So just but you're welcome to, if you like. You're welcome to stay if you like. All right, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeling. As I started to say before my long-winded explanation, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 98 and recently amended into the end of 2007. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting, as we said, to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. However, as Mr. Wheatley explained, there is going to be, I think, deferrals on each one. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and follow the directions of the chairman. Excuse me. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. Hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received by the office. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony, that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Excuse me. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. And one final thing I forgot to mention, too. Once your hearing is complete and you do decide to go home to avoid the weather, these proceedings are broadcast on the Internet at sussexcountyde.gov as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, sir. We thank